goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Hello again, everybody. It's Larry Bloom. We're here for the Divorce Hour. How can you not smile when you hear the opening verse to When Love Goes Away? It is actually When Love Goes Away, although we keep calling it When Love Goes Astray. We know that now because I have prepared my holiday CD, Divorce Greatest Hits, which is going to be going out. And if you want a copy, call me, email me. I'll give you more information on that later. Happy Halloween. I have selected my Halloween costume. And what better costume for someone in my line of work than the Grim Reaper, the Angel of Death? Okay, even though it's Halloween, it feels more like winter outside. It feels like you want to crawl into bed and curl up with that special someone. So what better time to talk about divorce? I am here today. My guest is Cheryl Lazarus, and I will introduce her in a minute, who is a divorce and renewal coach. But I have been talking for the past several weeks about the suicide prevention walk, about how important it is to me personally, having lost my own brother to suicide. And that walk took place last Sunday. What a beautiful day. In the 70s, walking across Brooklyn Bridge, I thought it was a little bit oxymoronic to have suicide prevention walk over a bridge, but I didn't organize it. It was a lovely day. There were tears, there were laughs, and we raised more money. Our group raised more money than our goal. Again, if you want to make further donations, contact me, call me, email me. If you want to talk today, talk to either me or my guest during the show with either a question or a comment. Our number, as always, is 877-480-4120. Good afternoon, Cheryl Lazarus. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Larry, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. What is a divorce and renewal coach?
Well, a divorce and renewal coach is someone who helps support and empowers a client who is going through the absolute challenging and difficulties of a divorce. And there are several areas that I work in and have several approaches when I work with clients.
Okay. Tell me about your educational background.
My educational background is that I have gone to a Gestalt therapy training, which is a very deep type of training that really helps a person get in touch with a lot of what went on in their childhood and how they do what they do in their life. And I also have NLP training, which is it's called neuro-linguistic programming, and it's a coaching, and it helps people move through change and move through obstacles. And I also have spiritual counseling background and have worked in empowerment practices and intimacy and stress management, all as part of my trainings, as well as being an interfaith ordained interfaith minister so that I can understand different people's orientations in their spiritual practices. And besides that, I also have an extensive business background, which is what I did before I started my own personal transformation and started going into the fields that are of coaching and therapeutics.
Okay, so you also have a psychology background as well.
Right, a psychology and a coaching background.
Now, I'm always hesitant to ask a lady this because she would think I am asking about her age, but how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this for a very
business,
long time.
Business-wise.
Business-wise, I have been doing, actually, I've been doing this many, many years. And I also have been a workshop facilitator and a seminar leader, as well as working one-on-one coaching with individuals.
Okay.
And I decided to specialize in divorce and renewal because many of the clients that were coming to me were going through breakups and divorces. And I went through my own painful divorce after a 20-plus years of marriage, and I discovered how absolutely challenging the entire process was. And I didn't have someone like me to help lead me through it. I worked with a therapist. I worked with lawyers. But I could have used someone that could help me with all the practical aspects, the emotional aspects, the communication, the stress, and to take me by the hand and really be that sounding board, that guide, that director, an empathetic listener.
I'm going to ask you the question that I think that everybody's asking.
What is that?
What is the difference between a therapist and a coach in this particular area?
In this particular area. That's a very good question. A therapist will look a lot to the past and really try to understand how a person got where they were. Will look a lot in childhood issues. Will look really delve a lot into the psychology of the past. And the way that I combine that, my professional background in that with coaching, is we may touch on the past. However, we're looking very much at what is happening currently, how a person is dealing with emotions and handling stress and handling the whole situation. And then we'll also work in a proactive way to set goals and use strategies. It's a very collaborative, proactive process. So there's a way that people can make change and move through difficulties in a much more integrative, quicker way when they're going through this kind of situation.
And your focus is on now and ahead, as opposed to the therapist who would be focusing on now and the past. Is that a
yes.
fair statement?
Yes. I'll include a little of the past, but it's not really spending that much time on the past as it is how can we move in today and work through what we need to work through to move forward to have a better life.
Well, what about idiots like me?
Who said you're an idiot,
Larry? What about idiots? Well, idiots like me who make the same mistake in relationships over and over and over again. The women that I'm attracted to, all different sizes, shapes, hair colors. But at the end of the day, they're the same person.
Well, I could go into a whole piece about that, Larry. and I'd be happy to do that with you privately, too. But there's a way of looking at patterns. I work with people and we'll look at patterns. What was your, and this goes into the past somewhat. What was your role in the family? Were you the peacemaker? Were you the rebel? How does that interplay in relationships? I have worked with people on how they set themselves up in current relationships so they can look at the dynamics. They can examine what's the dynamic that they're doing now. What part of it works? What do they want to keep? And what part of it do they want to let go of? And I did a seminar on developing healthier relationships where we look at several different relationship patterns, because if you can understand what you've been doing and how you do it, then there's room for change. That's the short answer.
That's the short answer. Okay, fair enough. We are going to come back in a little while with Cheryl. I can ask Cheryl questions for hours. And I can have my own little coaching session right now. That's not what this is about. If you have questions, call us. If you have issues, call us, 877-480-4120. We will be back in a couple of minutes talking more with Cheryl Lazarus about divorce and renewal coaching. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and you are listening to TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Thanks, the Jay Giles Band. Cut number three on the divorce songs from the Divorce Hour. Cut number two, of course, is When Love Goes Away. And cut number one will be a special surprise. I am here today with Cheryl Lazarus, divorce and renewal coach. Cheryl, how does one reach you?
There are several ways a person can reach me. One is through my website, which is easiertransitions.com.
No spaces.
No spaces.
Okay.
And you can remember it by, I'd like to have my transition be easier. So okay. It's easiertransitions.com. And my email address is transitionscl, for Cheryl Lazarus at the end of transitions, at AOL.com. That's transitionscl at AOL.com. And my phone number is 917-838-3648.
Okay, great. And we'll do that again a couple of more times throughout the show, just so if you're listening and you want to contact Cheryl, get your pad and pen out, and you'll be able to write it down. Cheryl, first of all, it's one-on-one coaching?
It's one-on-one coaching.
No. Group therapy sessions? None of that?
Well, actually, I do support groups, and I also hold seminars. So people can contact me about that, and I also list seminars on my website. And I also have a meetup group that people can join, which is called Empowerment During Breakups and Divorce. And I hold groups through that as well.
That's so great. There's many ways one can reach you when you handle it in many different ways. I like that. Now, I see you because I've gone through your website and we've spoken before. And I know that there's a structure to your coaching. You've got a couple of different programs, right?
Yes, I do.
What are the coaching program? We'll come back to the seminars and the meetup group and the other things. But let's talk about the one-on-one coaching first.
So there's different ways that I can work with someone. If somebody is going through the beginning of a divorce, then we can work with different practical issues as well as the emotional and stress issues. So as an example, we could work with the different legal options, different effective ways to work with an attorney.
How to select an attorney?
Well, how to select an attorney, how to select options with attorneys, whether we want to go to litigating, collaborative, mediation.
Right.
Different attorneys work different ways, and there's different people that I would recommend, such as this gentleman here, Larry.
Thank you.
Bloom.
Thank you. I wasn't looking for...
I know. Larry's a divorce attorney with a heart. And he also has experience both being a divorce attorney and going through divorce, which I think is a really powerful combination. So there's different legal options. I also work with how to effectively work with an attorney, because when we want to work with an attorney, we want it to be as precise as possible. And I'll also work on the practical issues and setting goals, whether it's with children or living situation or developing business and financials. So that's a practical approach.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a minute.
Okay.
I would imagine there are two types of people that come to you in this situation. There's the, I can't take her anymore, or I met the woman of my dreams, I want out of my marriage, or there's the person who says, she left me for another guy. Right? That's essentially what there is. Either mm-hmm. you decide to go, or you've been left.
Yes, exactly.
And you, I would imagine that you have a particular approach for each one. Without telling me what they are, I mean,
right.
in
yes.
generalities.
There's different orientations. A person who has been left has probably more emotional and self-esteem issues that they would need to work through than the person who leaves. And so there's an area that I work in a lot is in the emotional area. So the person who's been left will be dealing with, you know, rejection and grief and anger. And there's a lot of different pieces and will probably have a more overwhelming time with the practical, the stress and trying to deal with their day-to-day coping than the person who's made the decision to leave. Because one can feel victimized by that situation. And one area that we also try to look at is how can you feel empowered even in that? And where can you see how you may have contributed to the breakdown? It's not only one person in a relationship. So there's always two sides to look at. Now, the person who's leaving,
right.
they usually have made the decision for a while. So they're the ones who are sitting there understanding what they're planning and what they're doing. And however, even in that, there's a lot of challenges that come up because a person who's leaving, well, they could feel guilty. They also have to then figure out how to be with their children. They need to be able to understand how to work with the spouse and possibly with anger. I think that the more the person who's leaving can hold an open space for the person who is left to express anger, the more the person who didn't want the marriage can heal because they're able to express what they need to express. So there's a big, huge space that it's helpful for the person who is leaving to be able to create. And again, they have their challenges too because there's still all the practicalities of the divorce. There's still grief process because even though they might have wanted to leave the marriage, it's still a loss. And so there are nostalgic pieces in that. So there's different orientations. But it's painful for both. I work with clients of both, male and female. And the real raw truth is that divorce is challenging, painful, difficult, and can be overwhelming at times, regardless of who left and who wants to stay.
Very interesting. Really interesting stuff. Let me ask you this. I come to you. My wife walked out on me. I'm miserable. Is this going to be a process that I work with you over a finite period of time, or is this something like therapy and Woody Allen and 25 years worth of therapy? What are we talking about?
I think you may not like this answer, but here it is. It's going to depend on the person, because it depends on what kinds of, maybe what kinds of core structure a person is coming to me with. Or maybe a person has had therapy in the past. Or maybe this is a complete shell shock and their entire world is falling apart. It also depends a lot. When I work with clients, I give them particular techniques or strategies or exercises to do at home in between the sessions. And I find that the clients who take this seriously and really do it make the biggest progress and it can integrate the changes in the shortest amount of time. So as part of my coaching, I really like it to be a proactive, collaborative process, because that can make a huge, huge difference.
Got it. You do also deal with people who have not yet physically separated from their spouse?
Oh, absolutely. And in that case, we're working on two levels. Well, sometimes those people are still trying to make the marriage work. So, but we may be working on two levels. One level is, can you make the marriage work, and how to deal in the relationship and be able to see if there's any reconciliation? And the other is, and if there's not, how can you empower yourself enough to leave or be able to say goodbye to the marriage? How can you take that codependence, if that's part of what's going on, and become more independent while you're still living with the spouse?
What a mouthful. I want to talk about codependence. I want to talk about what one of my friends calls SALT, S-A-L-T, separated and living together. I want to do that with Cheryl when we come back. And this, look at this, time is really flying today. This is The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, here today with Cheryl Lazarus, and we are at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are young. Hearted to heart.
Another great divorce song. Love is a Battlefield. By the classically trained in opera singer, Pat Benatar. Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's part of my children's rock and roll education, which we've previously spoken about on the show, with my children, as a matter of fact. I am here again with Cheryl Lazarus. Again, if you have questions, comments, want to be heard, 877-480-4120. If you like what you hear, do not keep us a secret. Tell everyone you know about this show and about the entire Talking Alternative brand. Cheryl.
Yes, Larry.
Separated and living together. Now, there, I would imagine there are two types of that. There are the people who say, all right, we're done. We just need to sell the house, so we need to do this. We need to get rid of this particular piece of property. And then there are the people that are, you know, I'm really unhappy. I don't want to be married to you anymore. At least I don't think I want to be married to you anymore. Maybe there's a chance of reconciliation. Those are the types that you're dealing with. And my perspective is I don't really care about the second group, but I care about the first group. No, but in all seriousness, there's a different strategy for dealing with each.
Yes, there is.
And how do you handle the people that have not firmly decided that their marriage is over?
So that's a category that causes actually a lot of confusion and emotional pain as people are going through it. In that case, I think it is important to have some type of therapy or counseling or couples coaching so that people can examine the different issues. I do some of that. And people can start looking at what they're unhappy about in the marriage, be able to try to hear each other better. One of the biggest areas of importance is communication. And that's one of the areas where people totally break down in marriage. And there's a very important process that I teach people and work with called active listening. You may have heard it as mirroring, but it's where one person talks about what is going on or what's bothering them, and then the other person hears it but actually repeats back or paraphrases what they heard. That accomplishes two things. The person who spoke gets to know that they're heard and understood, and if that's not what they meant, then they get to say, this is what I really meant. And when people do that, it's amazing because sometimes they're actually hearing their partner for the very first time. So instead of being defensive and shutting down or getting angry or doing what they normally do, they can actually step into the other person's shoes. And there's a certain vulnerability that happens. And so in that type of field, people can start to understand what each other needs and then see if it's possible to be able to give it. Or is too much time going by and it's too little too late.
Did you start to read the book I gave you the other day?
Actually, I did, but I've worked with that all the time. So when I was reading that, I was thinking, oh, isn't this interesting? Because these are the beliefs and concepts that I've been working with for years.
The book that I'm talking about is Hold Me Tight by Sue Johnson. And I spoke to Sue yesterday.
Oh, good.
And Sue will be she is the pre-Thanksgiving guest on the show. Unfortunately, she will not be in studio. She's in Canada, but we have her book, so sit by your radio sit by your computer radio on November 19th for that. So we have the couple that may or may not get divorced. They're hemming and hawing over that issue. And I know that one of your programs is not just going through the divorce, but there's a communication and negotiation.
Yes.
Program?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me about that.
Okay. Well, one part of it is the active communication, which is what I was speaking about, because that can be used in any situation, whether you're talking with your spouse, whether you're talking with your kids, whether you're talking with your family. So one of the most important aspects of life and going through divorce is communication skill building. So we'll work a lot with the active communication. There's also ways to be able to communicate better with children. Because children, when they're going, when parents are going through a divorce,
kids are going through a divorce too.
They're going through a divorce too, and their whole world is falling apart. And one of the difficulties that I've come across is when clients when people get defensive hearing their kids. The kid will say, I hate this. Why can't you and mommy stay together? Why can't you and daddy be together? I don't want you to go through a divorce. And there's, instead of being able to hear that, a lot of times when the parents in their defense might say, oh, well, you don't know how long this has been going on, or mommy and I have not been getting along, we've been fighting, or, oh, you don't know how hard it's been for me. That's not okay.
I would imagine what's okay, based upon what you're telling me, is, you know, I understand how hard this is for you, and I know that you don't want us to separate. However, we each believe it's better for you.
That is absolutely one option.
Okay.
Another option is to say, I understand you're really angry, or I hear that you're really angry. For example, if the child is angry, or I hear that you're really upset, and then not say anything. So it's an invitation for the child to go, yes, I am. And I don't want you to get divorced. Why can't you stay together? And just keep mirroring the feelings. I know this is difficult for you. And then pause. So it's really opening the field and opening the space so that the child can keep going deeper. So the biggest opening and invitation is when you can say, I see you are this. I hear you are this. I understand this is painful, this is difficult, and the big pause. That's fertile ground for a lot of depth that the child can then come out. And you just keep saying that until the child is through. And you may have to do that 100 times during the divorce. So that's a really big opening. And even with alienated kids, when you have one parent really, you know, trying to hurt the relationship. And so any invitation that the child is coming to tell you anything, the important piece is to say, I hear you're upset. I know you're angry. And then wait and let them just keep talking to you.
That's really interesting stuff. You talk to the kids at all?
No, I don't talk to the kids.
Okay. So we've handled, well, we haven't really handled.
Oh,
we've gotten to the tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
Of communication.
Yes.
And there are ways that you need to communicate with your spouse or your soon-to-be former spouse.
That's right.
That, because the truth is, particularly if you have children, you got to deal with each other.
Exactly, exactly. And part of communication, when I work with people and teach them how to do that, also includes negotiation. So let's say you are going to be having a conversation with your ex and you want to you're discussing custody, for example.
Okay.
Okay, or how you might want to do it. And you may have two different points of views. Well, one thing that I tell clients a lot is keep your focus. What is your focus? Is your focus on the issue of I want to discuss this and let's see how we can come to a solution? Or is your focus on getting your spouse angry because you're so hurt and so upset that they're leaving the marriage? So you can approach the conversation two different ways. And what I always have people do is really look to stay on the task of what they're trying to accomplish and how they can come to agreed solutions. And if you let anger get in the way or the emotional field gets in the way, then it's going to impact and interfere with the process. So separately, we deal with the emotions so that they don't come into decisions.
We're going to talk about all that. I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about when we come back, which is, what do you do when your spouse is the one who has trouble staying on point, as opposed to you being the person who has trouble staying on point in these communications? But we'll be back. I'm with Cheryl Lazarus. Call us at 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are, as always, here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Is lack of capital or credit keeping you up at night? The Show Me the Money conference is coming to the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East 45th Street in Manhattan on November 3rd. This is the best business networking opportunity to meet potential investors and lenders and get answers from our expert panel of business and financial advisors. For more information, call 646-619-8091 or online at Rosado Accounting, that's R-O-S-A-D-O accounting.com/showmethemoney.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone.
Oh. What a voice. Those are the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling. I am here again with Cheryl Lazarus. I'm really excited. New friend. a new resource, a new friend of the show, which is very important quality. Once you're a friend of the show, you get a special place in my heart. Before we ask you about focus again, I want, since all our listeners have now grabbed their pens and paper, slowly tell us how one would reach the divorce and renewal coaching services of Cheryl Lazarus.
There are several ways to reach me. One way is to go to my website, which is www.easiertransitions.com. And again, a good way to remember that is I'd like my divorce to be an easier transition. So it's easiertransitions.com. And also you can reach me through email, which is transitionscl@aol.com. Again, that's transitions with an S, cl@aol.com. Transitionscl is all one word. And my phone number is 917-838-3648.
Now, I'm a divorce lawyer. I've been doing it a long time.
Yes,
I got people come into my office and they say, I want to talk about the holidays with my kids. But then all of a sudden, they'll talk about how much they hate their spouse. They'll talk about financial issues. They'll talk. They can't stay on point. Have you found that?
I have found that. And that is why when I work with clients, I actually work a system I call bullet points. So I'll go through all the issues they want to talk about first, and we'll sift all that through, and then we will bullet point and distill each one to its essence. And I will have the client literally hold a piece of paper in front of them like an agenda, and they will go, bullet point, holiday with my kids, bullet point, vacation time, bullet point, evenings versus daytime, bullet point, going, picking the child up, to being in the child, you know, so let's say that's the whole issue, the holidays with the kids. We will go through each part of it, and we will actually literally put it as its topic. And I again, work a lot with the emotions so they don't interfere at the time, or I will give someone ways to work with them if they do. We work with stress techniques so that as they're getting triggered or upset, they can release that and stay on task. So that's one of the biggest things. Even working with a spouse, I say, have an index card. Have it in front of you. What do you want to be saying? Because when people have actually literally something written down, they can see it. And when they can see it, then they're in present time in front of them as opposed to in their head or flying off the handle into their emotions. So I really try to keep people very, very on task and focused.
Do you have mechanisms for your client dealing with a spouse who can't keep on point?
You understand
what I'm talking about?
I do. Okay. So, well, one thing is
that's one of my issues. Okay. I would like to be able to, when I have a conversation with my soon-to-be ex. Okay. Very soon-to-be ex. Hopefully by Thanksgiving.
Yes, I hope so too.
I will have one more thing to be thankful for.
That's right.
But I want to be able to say in a way that won't be controlling or even though I want to control, but but it will not be insulting, which is come on, stay on point.
Okay,
how do you do that?
Okay, well, first of all, I would teach you a couple of stress release techniques that take about a minute so that during the conversation you can keep releasing stress, because when she's going all over the place, your stress level is building.
Yes,
your adrenaline, your cortisol, and then you're getting into your fight or flight. Come on, let's do it. Let's get to it. Let's get to bottom line and let's get out of here.
Bottom line me now. I have used that.
That's right.
Bottom line me.
Now, she's reacting to that. Okay. She's reacting to the tone. She's reacting to your facial expression. She's the facial expression. She's reacting to your energy. She's reacting to your moving forward, the way you're sitting. She's reacting to all that. So what we would do is we would say, okay, I would first show you some relaxation techniques so you can sit back, so you can take the deep breath, so that you can change how you're presenting what you're presenting. So that's number one. But number two, when she keeps going off, I would say, okay, what is her name?
Oh, let's not go there.
Okay, we won't go there. Okay, so whatever it is, I'll just make it. Okay.
So Jane,
I hear that you're upset. I know that this is really painful and difficult. Let's get back to talking about how we're going to do the schedule for the holidays and when you're going to have the kids and when I'm going to have the kids. Jane goes off into, and I remember when we were doing this last year and it was so da 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 da, and Jane's going off and doing her thing. Okay, so now what you do is you do your breath release, you do your relaxation, you let her go off, you let her just rile up for a little while and spin off her energy, and then you turn around and you go, Jane, I know you're really angry, and last year it was a real mess. Let's see how we can make it better this year. So let's discuss the schedule that we are about, when we're going to pick up the kids. So you keep bringing it back, but you bring it back with like a soft glove. You bring it back.
Oh, you don't know me very well, do you? Soft and me are not two words that go together.
I know that's what she's reacting to. So there's ways to be strong and assertive and to do it in a way. Look, here's the thing. Do you want to get what you want, which is to have the focus on what you're going to do with the kids for the holidays, for example? Or do you want to then get engaged with her going all over the place and you getting pissed off? You know, so it's really, how can we keep you coming back so that she can keep coming back, but do it in, again, the softer way?
Cheryl, we have so much to talk about, and the one show isn't going to cut it. You're going to have to come back again.
I'd love to.
But I wanted to, we're going to about to go to break. I want to talk about your seminars and some of the, and your meetup group again. And I also want to talk about the subject of dating in our last segment coming up. I'm here with Cheryl Lazarus. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes. And join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby? What an appropriate lead-in. Tell me about your seminars and coaching. I understand your next seminar is going to be on renewal and dating again.
Yes, it will. I've been having a lot of requests from people about that are going through divorce and would like to get back out there dating. And so people approach this many different ways. Some are very excited and it's been years since they've dated and they can't wait to get out there and meet new people. And at the same time, they're terrified, or other people are just plain terrified because it's been 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and it's a whole
or more,
and it's a whole different field out there.
And the rules have changed.
It's amazing. I've heard it's so interesting because I was just talking to a group of women a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about dating and renewal, and they're saying, you know, I'm not used to this texting. All these guys want to text me. I'm used to being on the telephone and talking, not doing email and texting, you know, and it's been 20 years or 10 years since they've been out in the dating field.
Right.
So then the question is, okay, so how do they handle that? And what do they do?
And you have strategies for that.
And there's strategies for that too.
Yep. I know that you can't, you know, certain charming tones in my voice don't come through when I'm merely emailing or texting someone.
It's true.
And if there are room for confusion.
That's right. That's right.
There's room for confusion.
It's a good point. That's absolutely true.
You know, these are things that we're going to discuss. I'm going to discuss them with you the next time we come in. I'm going to talk about them. I have a professional matchmaker lined up, so hopefully that will be done in one of the December shows. And your seminar, I understand, is going to be in December. You haven't picked a date yet.
I don't have a date yet. But it'll be early December.
Okay. And how often does your meetup group meet?
I would say about every 6 weeks. And actually, it's a new group. I just started it in June and already have 99 members,
wow,
which is amazing, and some fabulous reviews, and which is very exciting. And it's people that are going through all different stages. And actually, it's for breakups and divorce and renewal. So people that are not married but have been in relationships and are going through a breakup, they have joined, people who are separated, people who are already divorced, and they're in the renewal and recovery and renewal process. In fact, in that meetup group is called Empowerment During Breakups and Divorce. So you can go to meetup.com and put divorce support, and you will find that group. And so I hold seminars and meetups through that, and it's different timely topics that people are interested in.
I got to tell you, meetup.com, I own no stock in it. They don't pay me to say this, but what a great organization. That's how I found my divorce support group, how I found, well, actually, I belong to a couple different divorce support groups. And
I guess you'll have to join mine.
And I guess I'll have to join yours as well. In the very short time I have left, tell me what you mean by empowerment. I know I've given you an hour's worth of topics.
Right, and I could probably, that's
about
right.
A minute.
That's right. Empowerment means being able to be strong within yourself. It means being able to build confidence, build assertiveness, to be able to own your own power. And that's really important during a divorce because there are so many ways that we can feel that we are powerless. So a thread of what I do through every category, whether it's the practical issues, working with emotions, communication and negotiation, stress management, just the daily coping, everything I do has the thread of how can I help you empower yourself so that you can be more confident, move through life in a more positive way, rebuild your life and be able to start something new as you say goodbye to what was.
Okay, one more time. Somebody has heard this show. They go, man, that Cheryl knows what she's talking about. I should use her. How do we find you?
Well, you can call me on the telephone, 917-838-3648. Again, that's 917-838-3648. Or email me, transitionscl@aol.com, transitionscl@aol.com. Go to my website, easiertransitions.com, easiertransitions.com. And for anyone who comes through this Divorce Hour show, I will give a one-hour free consultation. Just tell me that you came through the Divorce Hour. So 1 hour free consultation. And also send me an email because I'm coming out with a fabulous report called 7 Best Ways to Deal with Your Ex. So if you send an email or call me, I'll put you on the list. And as soon as that's ready, I will contact you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. And I'm going to send you my email, so I'll get on that list as well. For show ideas or you have questions for me, call me at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, no spaces. Please stay tuned to my good friend Tony Martinetti, who is in studio today, which means you can call him live. Tony has a nut. You know what is amazing? Tony's guests are always beautiful women. I don't know how he does it. Stay tuned. It's a shame that we're only on the radio. So, listen in. Have a great Halloween. Remember that people wear masks on Halloween. Enjoy yourself. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are, as always, at talkingalternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.